Derek Cook is our second import, so you can fire away.
Derek, what type of player are you, and then what are you going to hopefully add to the Wildcats?
I'm a very energetic player, very athletic, and I like to see myself as a defensive-minded player. Just do whatever it takes to get the team to the victories that it's looking for.
When did you arrive in Perth, and what have you made of it so far?
I came yesterday around 1 in the afternoon. I love it so far. The fact that this is wintertime and it feels this good outside, I'm loving it.
I don't suppose you went to the beach with Devondrick?
Yeah, we went down there. I didn't go on the beach. I just got a nice little view of it, and I thought it was perfect. Just to be that close to the beach is going to be a blessing this entire season, because I know sometimes you want to get away from the court, so to be able to be right there by the beach will be fun.
What sort of lured you to the Wildcats? What had you heard about the Wildcats, and what did you make you sign on?
Well, I've been hearing about the NBL for a while. Coming out of college, that was the initial thought for me, just going into pro basketball. But then I had like some NBA looks, and then some other looks, and we ended up deciding with Greece back then. But I've always heard about it, and then I had Nathan Sobey on my team in college, so he would always talk about the leagues here, and just learning from him and the other players, it was always a league that was talked about.
When you get recruited, tell us about the process that you went through with the coaches and even speaking to the players. How do you set one?
I mean, the recruiting process is pretty tough sometimes from the player. I don't know too much from the coaching standpoint. From a player, you're always trying to figure out what's going to be your best fit, because you don't want to go into a system that doesn't fit your strengths, and then you look like worse of a player than you are. And that was the first thing that kind of drew me this offseason to Perth, was the fact that they're looking for a guy that fits my style perfectly.
They're such a successful organization.
Of course, yes.
That must excite you.
It does. Just hearing about their history of just winning and just a winning culture. It's different than a lot of teams these days, because they're so worried about getting the best players. No one's worried about building the best team. And one thing Perth does is they build the best team chemistry. And that's what attracted me to the team.
What are the challenges of coming into a new organization and working out how they play and that sort of stuff? What do you have to get your head around the next few weeks?
Well, just like any new team, you just kind of have to figure everybody out and understand what players do what best and who does what each player's strengths and weaknesses are. And I think that for me, these first few weeks, we're just kind of getting a feel for each player, our point guards mainly, because I feel like the bigs and the point guard have to have a great chemistry. But within that and just understanding the coach's philosophies, I think it'll be a great season. I mean, I look up to a lot of players. Who I would model my game after most is like a Tristan Thompson or like a Kenneth Faried in his prime. Just do with all the dirty work that it takes to get your victory. If some games you go out and get 6 points, but those 6 points are six emphatic dunks, the team needs that for momentum. So I've always been that player, just energy. I'll dial for the loose basketballs. I'm doing all kinds of stuff.
Dirty work, Trevor, that must be something that attracted you to Derek here as well, obviously knowing that just the scramble and hustle that you guys like to play on D as well.
Yeah, and his ability on the defensive end, we really want to be a little bit more active. We'll get up the court and play high intensity defense and get out and run, and that's two things that really shone out for us was his ability to get the ball on the defensive end and get out there and run the lanes, and that suits our personnel, and I think it's going to be a great fit for us.
You had some issues last year with the imports. Do you think Derek and Devondrick, you know, this is the right mix for the team, and hopefully you can keep them for the whole year now?
Yeah, hopefully. It's you never really know until you get on the court and go through the battles, but we made some good moves last year in bringing Bryce in at the right time of the year, and we think our chemistry is first class, and we've got a real strong nucleus in there, and we've got to get some strength from our imports, and we've done that with Devondrick from the perimeter, and now Derek with his hustle and rebounding and work ethic. It's really going to be add to our already good team.
The whole time Bryce comes back, and they haven't really two changes. Is that significant for you?
We hope so. You know, we peaked at the right time of the year last year. Hopefully we can peak a little bit early and get off to a great start. And, you know, it's so many other factors come involved. It's staying healthy, it's keeping the guys on the court and the chemistry on the court. You know, it's a lot of hard work. It's not just like a cut and paste, two out, two in. It's we've got to work to the strengths of our personnel. The roles will be different from last year, this year. We certainly want to play a more up-style, high-intensity game than we did last year, and we think we've got the personnel to do that.
What sort of confidence do you have that this group is going to bring you another title?
Well, we don't really look that far ahead. First and foremost is getting the chemistry right. You know, we got some new personnel and some roles different, and now we've got 9 weeks to get it right before our first game, and that's first and foremost that we're looking for, and hopefully we're in a great position, but no doubt we should be up there if we play to our potential.
Is it up-style, high-intensity, does that mean more scoring as well, or
Well, I think our athleticism, yeah, without a question. You know, our backbone and DNA of the Wildcats has been our defence. You know, we've won the last two championships built on our defence, and that's something that we won't steer away from. But we also want to generate points from our hustle and our play and our pressure on the defensive end. And we think we can do that a little bit more with the heat on the rim that Derek can bring us. And, you know, Bryce will create opportunities out there for other guys to score. So hopefully it's a great match, but we won't know until we get on the court.
He's athletic, he's a multi-ex footballer as well. Mm. He's obviously got some tricks working on
too. Yeah, that first step is really explosive. You know, that's one of the things that we've seen on the tape. His first step, he gets by his man pretty quickly, and for a big guy, that's rare. And hopefully we'll see a lot of that this year.
Yeah,